Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, it's time for WEEI at Night.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Tony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
Kyrie Irving.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C. James.
Mark. Effin' James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell,
because he's actually Don Farrell without a ring.
And I think one
exactly. So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Second and goal, yard and a half away. Here's Brady to throw. He throws that jack. Touchdown! It is caught by Mike Vrabel.
Second and goal. Brady caught. Touchdown! Julian Edelman.
Brady is back to throw. He throws. It is caught. Touchdown! And a
shotgun snap to Brady. Line drive throw. Goal line diving catch. Belt high. Touchdown! Amendola! On the near side, pinpoint 7-yard touchdown pass by Tom Brady.
Second and three. Down the field they go. Gronkowski has it at the 2-yard line. It's the same play three times in a row. Edelman over the middle. Gronk on a seam. And the ball is perfectly thrown.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Wednesday, March 18th, NFL free agency, which has pretty much been in full effect already. But now it's official as of 4 p.m. that you can really make deals. You know what didn't age very well? I just want to state this for the record. Mike Florio's soundbite about, oh, they should delay free agency. It's not a good look. Dude, without this, I'd be like looking to jump off a freaking the Prudential. Like that didn't age too well. Are you kidding me? I mean, in this coronavirus crisis that we're going through right now, the NFL is the only thing that's keeping me sane. Without it, I don't know where we would be. So thankfully, Roger Goodell and the National Football League did what they were supposed to do, which is go through with free agency. Like I said before, and I'll say it again, I will take the NFL free agency period over 6 months of a 162-game regular Major League Baseball season. I'll take this week over that entire 6 months, because I know it's better, and I know ultimately it's going to have certainly a lot more fanfare. So, day two, it's 24 hours past where we have learned of the inevitable destination of the greatest quarterback and player in NFL history, the biggest icon and greatest athlete in Boston, New England sports history, Tom Brady. We know where he's headed to. It's nothing's official yet. They haven't crossed the T's and dotted the I's and come up with this and that and the other, but it's going to happen. Adam Schefter went on ESPN tonight and reiterated that. So
We know that's going to happen. My sources tell me that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady are close to putting a deal together. It's just some little stipulations at the end, so we'll stay tuned for that. So Adam Schefter, doing what Adam Schefter does best, which is, did you know that 10 years ago, I remember because I know Adam Schefter's boss, who was my big brother at ESPN when I was a production assistant, Seth Markman, who's in charge of basically the NFL at ESPN. He's kind of a big deal. Seth, when Adam was getting hired by ESPN, he had a no-compete clause coming from the NFL Network. Do you realize that Adam Schefter ended up being the beginning of the end of John Clayton's career? John Clayton was steadily demoted like Brandon Whedon and ultimately completely cast out of ESPN forever. Yes, it was Adam Schefter who did that. I mean, it wasn't Schefter's fault. It was just, I mean, look at Adam Schefter on TV and look at John Clayton. You tell me, which, you know, granted, not that this market has anything to say about, of course, you know, present company excluded. I'd like to think I'm a pretty devilishly handsome individual on TV. I can't really state that for a lot of people in this market that are on the air. I won't say any names. You know who they are. Okay, regardless, Everybody here is pissed off. Everybody here is irate. And you all have reason to be. And there was an article today. And sometimes I like this guy's stuff. Sometimes I don't. Chris Gasper from the Boston Globe wrote an article today. And I thought three things in that article, three of them, pretty much summed up why Tom Brady's no longer a Patriot. Quote, I think Brady's leaving because Belichick pushed him to his breaking point and pushed him out. This isn't all about a new challenge or embracing change or experiencing a different football life. It's about escaping Belichick, even if he might be spiting himself in the process. It's about pride and disrespect, frustration, and lack of appreciation, not contract terms. There's that. So, stomach that for a second. Number two. And this is where things get really, really interesting. And this is very well written by Chris Gasper. Number two, understand this. There was a path for Brady to return to the Patriots. He was open to it when the offseason began. After behind-the-scenes militancy about testing free agency, he had softened. He would have accepted an olive branch. Instead, he got another stick poke in the eye from Belichick when they spoke a few weeks ago over the telephone. Okay? And the hat trick. Ding, 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 ding. Last but not least. Quote, someone high up on the Foxborough food chain once referred to Brady as the crown jewel of Patriot Place. Instead of a crown jewel, he was treated like just another cog in Belichick's soul-crushing football machine. A machine Brady helped build by being the consummate winner on the field and the consummate team player in contract negotiations. End quote. Exit stage left, Tom Brady. I don't think this is any revelation to anybody, but it's very well written. It's completely accurate. And, yeah. Did you also know, me being a gambler, and unlike a lot of people in this market, especially on the station who talk about making picks, I actually bet on my own picks. I actually just collected on the under, Wilder, Fury, 10.5 rounds that I bet on a few weeks ago. I actually bet the games. I bet the games. 9 straight winning seasons. Did you know that, the team with the fifth highest odds to win the Super Bowl next year are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, behind the Chiefs, 49ers, Baltimore, and New Orleans. Then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The fifth highest odds to win the Super Bowl. The Patriots dropped. They were 12-1. Now they're 20-1. Speaking of unders, if I can get an under on the Patriots win total next year around 9, oh boy, that's stealing. That's just stealing money from a sports book. Oh, you give that to me at 9? I'll take the Patriots over under at 8 and go under and be very comfortable with placing that bet. Oh, this team is going to suck so bad next year. Oh, my God. I can't wait. Brady's gone. Jamie Collins is gone. Kyle Van Noy is gone. Danny Shelton is gone. Daron Harmon is gone. Oh, this team is going to suck with a capital S. Oh, boy, they're going to be so bad. Oh, and Brady's going to be so good. And can you imagine if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers bring in a guy who's 28 catches away, who was just 28 catches away from having the most catches in NFL history by any receiver in a single decade, Antonio Brown? I mean, that's not even fair. You bring in AB with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin? Are you kidding me? That's not even fair. I mean, that's a joke. O.J. Howard, he's going to be unbelievable. Cameron Brate, Jones and Barber in the backfield. They need help on defense. I love Shaq Barrett, but they don't have much around him. They need a lot of help on defense. They're going to have to win games dropping 35. And that's probably what, you know, obviously Brady wants. And Brady's Obi-Wan Kenobi will be Bruce Arians. So there's that as well. I'm very happy for Tom Brady. He's going to a much happier place with a much happier coach. He's put in a position to succeed. So let me ask you all this. So that Patriots team, the Patriots team that got off to that fake 8-0 start, could you imagine instead of Keneal Henry, Phony Michelle, Jacoby Myers, could you imagine if this team had Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Jones, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate? Patriots would have been the one seed. Probably would have gone to the Super Bowl again and gone back-to-back, won his seventh, and then maybe Brady would have retired after that. I don't know. But it goes to show you one thing. Even though he spent two stints here in the front office under Bill Belichick, Jason Light, who has certainly had his misses in Tampa, he certainly has drafted much better as the GM of the Buccaneers in the last 3 years than Bill Belichick has here in New England. Certainly has. Just saying. Actually, excuse me, he's been there since 2014. So yes, he drafted Mike Evans. He drafted Chris Godwin. Oh yeah, Shaq Barrett too. Yep. He's done Belichick. Again, when you look at why and how Tom Brady is where he is. And by the way, Jason Light and Tom Brady, they're not that much far apart from each other. Jason Light just turned 49. Tom Brady will be 43 in August. So they're about the same age there. That's definitely the same demo. But I will say this. Do you know where the Super Bowl is next year, folks? It's down in the 813 on Dale Mabry Highway at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I've already talked to Brian Glazer's executive assistant today. And I said, I want tickets when they play Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. I don't care if it's on a Sunday night or a Monday night. I'm coming down for that game. I cannot wait. This is going to be unbelievable. And the thing that sucks is that I want you all to know that this thing could have possibly kept going. But what killed this, the death of the dynasty here in New England, was Bill Belichick's ego, his stubbornness, which made him stupid, and the fact that he just had piss poor drafts the last 3 years. Could have had Nick Chubb, Lamar Jackson, A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf. Nope. Took Keneal Henry, Phony Michelle, and Isaiah Wynn. Killed the team. Just killed it. Didn't have a plan. Didn't have a plan when Gronk left. Instead of being proactive, let Gronk string him along until free agency opened up and Gronk's like, I'm not coming back. Bill Belichick put the nail in this coffin. He did it. And he's the one to blame. Robert Kraft looks yellow for not sticking behind Belichick in that decision and trying to put this thing on Tom Brady when it clearly was not Tom Brady. Let me go ahead and read you that article from Chris Gasper. This says it all. That one little thing. There was a path for Brady to return to the Patriots. He was open to it when the offseason began. After behind-the-scenes militancy about testing free agency, he had softened. He would have accepted an olive branch. Instead, he got another stick poke in the eye from Belichick when they spoke a few weeks ago over the telephone. Bill, when you didn't play Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl, and I know the reason why, but we can't really talk about it on the air because I know it had something to do personally with a personal issue. If you thought that was bad, as Judas Priest once sang, you got another thing coming. You have no idea. You have no idea the hell that you are about to go through from this moment forward. You better hope that Jared Stidham is not only the next Jimmy G, because he won't be the next Brady. There won't ever be a next Brady. You better hope he's better than Jimmy G. Oh, Nick Foles is gone. Teddy Bridgewater is gone. So what are you going to do, trade for Blake Bortles or the ginger jackass Andy Dalton? Is that what you're going to do? This team is going to suck next year. Bad. Really, really bad. Again, as a reminder, remember their schedule. They play the NFC West, the best division in football. So aside from their AFC East games, the Patriots travel on the road to Houston, Kansas City, the Chargers, Rams, and Seahawks. They'll get Baltimore, San Francisco, Arizona, Vegas, and the Broncos at Gillette Stadium. I can already look at that right now. Just forget about the AFC East games. At Houston, at Kansas City, at Seattle, loss, loss, loss. They might beat the Chargers or Rams, but they're going to lose one of those two games. That's four losses right there. They're going to get Baltimore here, five losses. San Francisco here, six losses. And they're going to either lose to Vegas or Arizona. That's seven losses. I'm not even talking about the division. That's seven losses right there. Oh, this is going to be fun. But bring in the ginger jackass, Andy Dalton. Bring him in. Bring him in. No, come on. Let's do it. Replace the greatest player of all time with a ginger jackass. You know, and that complete total. Oh, to call it a train wreck would be doing a disservice to the word train wreck. That 2011 quarterback, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, Jake Locker, Christian Ponder, Blaine Gabbert. How is Andy Dalton still in the league and not in the XFL right now? My God. Yeah, Cam Newton couldn't happen to a better person. Boy, he's looking for a new home right now too, huh? Yeah. Boy, that you should call him Flash, man. Boy, was he a flash in the pan. Oh, but he won an MVP. Oh, it's great. So did Mark Mosley, the Redskins kicker in 1982, the strike-shortened season back then. Yes, literally look it up. A Redskins kicker won an MVP. So that tells you all the MVP. The MVP, with some of the guys who have won it in this league, aren't even worth all the toilet paper that you just stocked up on at your local grocery store. Not even worth it. You know? So this is on Bill, man. Bill's going to rue the day he did this. He thought not playing Malcolm Butler in Super Bowl 52 was a monumental mistake. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. I'd love to be the Tom Brady correspondent. By the way, instead of Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it should be called the Tom Brady Buccaneers. The Tom Brady Buccaneers, because that's what it is. It pretty much is. Lines lit up. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Let's kick it off tonight with Louie in Fall River. Hey, Louie.
How you doing, guys?
It's just doing? There's only one. I'm a one man band. I don't need eight co-hosts and 16 guests. It's just me, Mark with a C.
Sorry about that. Anyway, I'm glad that he's in Tampa Bay. because Belichick is not going to see the playoffs for a few years, number one. And I'm so happy that, you know what, Tom's got a new chapter, and we can do this. What do you think?
Who can do this?
We can do it like Tom Brady. He can make that Super Bowl with this type
Oh, no doubt about it. No, of course he can. Of course he can. Now, it's going to be tough because you're in the NFC. You got New Orleans. You've got the Vikings. You've got the 49ers, the Seahawks. I think the Eagles will maybe have a bounce back year.
But, yep.
You know, I certainly think it's attainable. I mean, you're in a tough conference now, but – hey, you know what? Now you've got Brady. I think Brady's going to have a renaissance season in Tampa Bay. I really do.
I don't think Belichick's going to see the playoffs for a long time. What do you think? He ain't going to see it.
No. He not. Well, no. I don't believe he will, because right now, who do you have left? Who's your quarterback? Who is it?
Right.
I mean, maybe Stidham will be good in a year. You're not going to make the playoffs with Jared Stidham in the toughest schedule in the NFL. You're not going to make the playoffs. It's over.
Exactly.
The death of a dynasty is over. And unfortunately, Louis, it's over for the wrong reasons, which really sucks. Ray and Pelham. What's up, Ray? Ray. Okay, Ray, fall asleep at the wheel. You're on hold for 38 minutes, but you can call back again. Michael and Southie. What's up, Michael?
Moxie, you are the biggest D-bag on the radio.
Thank you.
I got a question for you.
Thank you. But you know what's amazing? D-bag. Michael, you know, here's the thing. As much as I am, I must be living rent-free in your head, because
do you honestly think Robert Kraft called Stephen A. and told him what's up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely he did. Stephen A's not going to lie about that on live television, national TV.
What?
Why would he lie about that? If he lied about that, Kraft would. Of course he did. Michael, how many drugs and alcohol have you done tonight?
A bit.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? When they say the word social distancing, Michael, thank God it's from people like you. Literally, honestly, Jesus, my God.
A bit.
Yeah. Yeah, perhaps not enough. Keep doing it. You know, honestly, 617-779-7937. Folks, I'm not, you know, I feel for all you, because this did not happen for the right reasons. And that's ultimately why this franchise is headed in reverse. It did not happen for the right reasons. It is Bill Belichick's ego, Bill Belichick's stubbornness, and the fact that he treated Tom Brady like he was Brian Hoyer or Ryan Mallett. At the end of the day, that's what he did. He wanted him gone. And Robert Kraft didn't have the balls to veto Bill Belichick, because he could have done it. Could have done it. He still could do it right now, even though Brady's gone. But he didn't do it. But at the end of the day, remember one thing, and remember this right here from this article. Quote, he would have accepted, talking about Tom Brady, he was open to it when the offseason began as a return to the Patriots. After behind-the-scenes militancy about testing free agency, he had softened. He would have accepted an olive branch. Instead, he got another stick poke in the eye from Belichick when they spoke a few weeks ago over the telephone. Didn't want him here anymore. Didn't want him at all. Yes, I did call him Jared Stidham. I did. Because he was at Auburn. He was great. He was fantastic at Auburn. But that doesn't mean he's going to be good in the NFL. You know, that's it. I like this one. Mark, I think you're a really big D-bag on the air, too, but that's why I listen to you. Well, I appreciate that. And he said something else, which is not nice about the station, but I'll leave that out. Hey, I'm just stating it like it is, man. At the end of the day, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. Brady deserved respect. Brady deserved to be deified. Brady deserved appreciation, gratitude, sincerity, everything. everything. And this franchise, in the end, treated him like a war criminal. And I don't blame him for leaving. He did what he should do. And for any of you out there that want to blame it on his wife, Giselle, no. I actually credit Giselle. She finally opened his eyes and saw the way this franchise has mistreated him since they've been together now for over a decade. And she's like, huh? Are you kidding me? They sign you to these fake contract numbers that you're never going to actually get the number? What are you talking about? So kudos to Giselle. You're going to a better team. That's it. Better weapons. Again, imagine if the New England Patriots had drafted the way Jason Light and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did, and they had Mike Evans, and they had Chris Godwin, and Jones, and O.J. Howard, and Cameron Brate. Imagine. Yep. Bad drafting catches up to you guys. It just does. Oh, how about this one, Patriot fans? Not to rub salt in an open wound. How about your head coach last year giving up a number two, which is basically the same price? You gave up a number two for Mohamed Sanu, which is basically what the Arizona Cardinals gave up, along with a fourth, to get the best receiver in the NFL, DeAndre Hopkins. Boy, how does that just grab you? Great job there, Bill. 617-779-7937. What happened? How did we get to this point? Why is it all over? That's the questions I have for everybody out there. How are you dealing with this? 617-779-7937. Now it's time for trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, as free agency opened up today at 4 o'clock. No announcement officially, but Dale Arnold was actually the first one to report that Tom Brady to the Bucs is a done deal. He actually beat everybody. It's unbelievable. All these people who want to charge websites and you know, charge you to follow them on The Athletic and this one and that one. Dale beat Schefter and Darlington on that. He really did. Kudos to Dale. Got to give him credit on that. I mean, like, literally, he beat everybody. No local right. I mean, he's not even a writer, and he's beating people for info. Interesting aspect of free agency, players are not allowed in the facilities through March 31st, so teams cannot execute physicals. Patriots trade Daron Harmon to the Lions, and the two teams will flip late-round picks. Report from Detroit says there is a Patriot to be named later in this trade. Landon Roberts and Ted Karras are also headed to Miami to join Kyle Van Noy. The Dolphins have spent close to $140 million in guaranteed money in about 2 days. Jesus. Jaguars have agreed to trade quarterback Nick Foles. You remember him, right? Remember the guy who beat you in the Super Bowl when Bill Belichick refused to play Malcolm Butler? Yeah. He's going to Chicago. Bears are giving up their compensatory fourth-round pick, and the Patriots have signed defensive tackle Bo Allen. 2-year deal, maximum value, $8 million. That's what's trending. Your calls next.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Hey, anybody knows Tom Brady? Please, send him this video. Tom, we need you in Tampa Bay. Great beaches. You'd love living here. It's unbelievable. And let me give you some reasons why. Number one, we got the unbelievable coach for you. He's a quarterback guru. He understands Bruce Arians, what it takes to be a great quarterback, and he can help you. You're the greatest of all time, but he can guide you with the unbelievable receivers we have. We got great receivers. And what a challenge, Tom. Think about it. The challenge to take us to the playoffs and the Super Bowl. I've been a season ticket holder for years. I want to win, baby. We need you, Tom. I beg you. I plead with you. Please, Mr. Brady, come to Tampa Bay. I'll be your chauffeur if you want me. I'll carry your bags. I'll do anything. We got to get you, Tom. They got the cash too, baby.
Oh, are you serious? Tom, you're awesome with a capital A. You're the 3S man, super scintillating, sensational. You're a PTP or a high riser.
Oh, boy, they're going nuts in Tampa, man. Oh, it is so beautiful down there. Oh, everywhere, everywhere. And please, I cannot emphasize this enough. Of any of the markets out there other than New England, there's no other place I would rather live in America than Tampa Bay, other than New England. No other place. L.A., Seattle, like certainly not Jacksonville, Cleveland, no other place. In Wisconsin, please. Please. Wisconsin, I don't think so. Not when your cows look better than a lot of your women. I don't think so. I love Tampa Bay. I love Hillsborough County. I love Pinellas County. I love Clearwater Beach. I love Siesta Key in Sarasota, Lakewood Ranch. Oh, it's so beautiful. You're going to love it, Tom. Burn Steakhouse. Take Giselle. Have a little romance. You know, you kind of, get out the Harry Waugh dessert room upstairs. Just you and Giselle. Come and make you some bananas Foster there right in front of you. Oh, you're going to love it. Oh, you're going to love it. It's going to be beautiful. I can't wait. If Brady was going to go anywhere, I'm glad it was there. I did not want him going to the D-bag Dolphins. I did not want him going to the Chargers. I thought the Cowboys or 49ers would have been the best story. But since those didn't happen, I think Uncle Jerry's getting a little, I don't know. I thought Uncle Jerry's going to make a stronger push for Tom Brady, but that didn't happen. I'm hoping he would go back to the Niners and Niners would get rid of Jimmy G, but that didn't happen. But all's well that ends well. They're changing the uniforms. They should go back to the Bucko Bruce creamsicle orange classic ones, 76 through 95, which, by the way, one of the greatest first round drafts in NFL history ever, with two first round picks in the 1995 NFL draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers selected Warren Sapp, University of Miami, and Derrick Brooks, Florida State, two Hall of Famers in one round. That's usually never done. The Ravens did it the following year with Jonathan Ogden and Ray Lewis in 96. But Sapp and Brooks, and that was the last year they wore the creamsicle orange. They fired Sam Weish, and then Dungy came in. They changed the unis. I like the unis that they wore when Dungy was there. I don't like the ones they wore in the Jameis Winston era. Tom won't look good in that uniform. That uniform's hideous. But he'll look good if they go back to the ones in the Dungy era. Or if they go to the creamsicle orange. Oh, I love those. Oh, I effing love those. So classic. The old sombrero there in Tampa. Oh, God. I love it down there. Oh, you're going to love it, Tommy. You're going to love it. People up here in New England, not so much. Not so much. But you can root for the Buccaneers now. Hey, if you're a Patriots fan and you're pissed off and you're disgruntled and you're irate, I have no issue with you rooting for the Buccaneers. I'm a Tom over team guy. So I'm rooting for Tom over team anyway. I want the Bucs and Brady to be more successful. And I don't have to want much because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Okay? So I no matter what I wish for, it will happen. You can guarantee that one. Oh, Burn Steakhouse. Oh, Charlie Steakhouse. Bricato Sandwich Shop there off Columbus Drive. Oh, I love it. Oh, Frenchie's Saltwater Rock Away Grill on Clearwater Beach with their sheet crab soup. Candy Kitchen. Oh, oh, I'm just getting nostalgic thinking about it. I love it down there. Oh, it's heaven on earth. It is heaven on earth, folks. That's why Chris Jericho, that's why Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera, Batista, John Cena, and so on and so forth, chose to live in Tampa because it is awesome. It is great. And Brady will be welcomed with open arms. Bill in Manchester, you're up next. What's up, Bill?
I was going to say, you know, I haven't heard anybody bring this up yet, but I've watched what's going on with this team the last couple of years. Is it time for Kraft to step up and take the GM title away from Belichick?
Bill, he will never do it because if he was going to do it, he should have done it over the course of the last 2 months.
He absolutely should do it. You look at what is the last impressive even free agent move this team has made? Gilmore?
Gilmore. I was going to say trade-wise was Van Noy. I mean, they made chicken. He was a bust coming out of BYU with Detroit. He comes here. He was like a Pro Bowl caliber player. He was great every year he was here in New England.
I look at the drafts for the last 5 years have
horrible,
been horrendous.
Horrible.
Free agent. You look at this team right now. This team going into this season, we don't have a quarterback. We don't have a tight end. We have a couple of holes on the offensive line. And we don't even have that much cap space.
No, you don't.
This is an expensive, old, untalented team.
Yep. Oh, and by the way, Bill, and by the way, you know what? I love it. $13.5 million going to hit dead cap money on Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Belichick, I don't know what's happened with him, but I think between the young girlfriend, the having his kids on the staff, his attention has been elsewhere. You've got the biggest free agent in history in the NFL, the biggest free agency, and he's off in some little no-name college in West Virginia looking at a defensive back who's probably not even going to get drafted. What is he doing?
Bill, he's lost it. Bill was good up until the last good. The last non-bust first or second round draft pick was 6 years ago in the second round when he drafted Jimmy Garoppolo. That was the last non-bust one.
Well, and then that's the other thing. And we're complaining right now we have no quarterback. He has given away two starting quarterbacks in the last couple years for nothing.
Yeah, Philip Dorsett in a second round pick.
He's a Hall of Famer, but he's if nothing else, he was a decent backup, and he's proven he can start in the NFL.
Yep.
Between Garoppolo and Dorsett, what did you get? You got a second round pick and Dorsett?
Oh, and by the way, how about this? It's the first thing I thought of when I'm like, what did the Cardinals give up to get DeAndre Hopkins? Basically a dime a dozen running back that's completely disposable, a second round pick? They got the best.
Even better.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even better, not only did they not, like, not only is it not a problem giving up Johnson, that was a salary dump.
Right. Yes. Right. So they threw in a fourth rounder for good measure. Oh, my God. They basically gave up. They gave up less to get the best receiver in the world that you gave up to get Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah.
Right.
I just look at this team and I'm like, but I mean, I don't see anything in the decision-making process when it comes to drafting, when it comes to free agents over the last 4 or 5 years, that says this team is going to do it.
Bill, you and I just hit something. I'm going to say this on the air, and I haven't. It just hit me talking to you. I don't know what it is about your cadence and your phone call, but I'm going to tell you something right now. I think Bill Belichick's MO for the rest of his career, Bill, is number 348. All he's trying to do is surpass Shula. I don't think he cares. I honestly, at this juncture, the way he handled this Tom Brady thing, the way he handled Malcolm Butler, the way he's drafted, I think he's all about surpassing Shula now. I don't think Yeah.
Throwing Gronk. He ran Gronk out of town.
Ran Gronk doesn't really. Gronk, look what Gronk said after they beat Philadelphia. The week after they beat Philadelphia, Gronk goes on Fox on NFL in their studio with Howie Strahan and Tony Gonzalez and Terry Bradshaw. And he said, see, they go on the road, have their biggest win on the road, and people are complaining, and you're not appreciated. And he's like, that's why I left New England. He said it. Gronk said it. I wish we had that sound. He goes, you can't even be happy after a win there. You can't even be happy. So Gronk's happy now. He's hosting WrestleMania, albeit in front of about 83 fans at the Full Sail Performance Center in Orlando. But Bill doesn't care about Super Bowls anymore, folks. He doesn't care. He doesn't give a crap. He wants to surpass Shula. Guess what? I'm rooting against him now. I'm rooting against him. I don't want, I want the Patriots to be successful. I do not want him to surpass Shula because that's the last thing that he ever needs to do. No coach is going to reach 6 Super Bowl titles. He's got that locked. Him and Brady are, I mean, that will never, ever happen. I want Brady and the Bucks to win the Super Bowl, but I don't want Bill surpassing Shula. I really don't. I really don't, because that's the last thing he wants to do. And just out of spite, I'm rooting against him. All right, Jeff in a car, Peter in Arlington, Rob in Worcester, Mike in Winthrop, Mike in Peabody, all of you, don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Tom Brady will win this divorce. And it may be, at least in the press, an amicable divorce. But he's going to win it for the first 2 years. Because he is inheriting Bruce Arians and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and a great tight end, functional running backs. He's going to win this puppy. His production is going to be outstanding. And New England's going to be a complete bore at quarterback. And they've got, I believe this morning, the worst weapons in the NFL. It is now a weapons league.
I'm feeling supersonic, in gin and tonic. You can have it all, but how much do you want? Maybe the best band in the 90s, this side of Rage Against the Machine. Oh, they were amazing. I saw them in concert 3 times. Last time, I saw them at the Oakdale Theater in Oakdale, Connecticut. They were opening up for the Black Crowes. It's like, whoa, wait a second here. Huh? Like, it's like Dave Chappelle opening up for Dane Cook. Whoa, wait a second. The main event is Oasis. I love those guys. Oh, I love them. I love Noel. I love Noel Gallagher and Liam Gallagher, even though they hate each other, the two sibling rivalries. They can't get along, but I just love their story. Oh, they're so good. They are so good. Oasis, dude. Oh, I would love to see them in concert again. Speaking of Oasis, if you want some Netflix recommendations, I'm going to give you a couple. Of course, I gave you Beyond the Mat last week, which is out now on Netflix. It's the story behind the scenes story of Mick Foley, Jake the Snake Roberts, and Terry Funk. So you got to check that out. The Rise of ECW, directed by one of the producers of Coming to America, Barry Blaustein. Check that out. Check out Oasis Supersonic. That song you just heard there. Check out that documentary. It's fascinating how great they are. I just love them, man. Oh, I love them. I want to see them in concert so bad. Oh, and by the way, can somebody text in the text line? Somebody please text in the text line and let me know if Boston Calling is canceled. I mean, I would imagine might be postponed. It's. I don't think they've even made an announcement yet. So I'm hoping that it's just on hold. They haven't made an announcement. It's not like it's May 23rd and 24th. So I'm just hoping because I want to see my other one of my other favorite groups, Rage Against the Machines, coming into Cambridge. And here's another thing to watch if you have Xfinity, which I do on demand, or any of the old 30 for 30s. While there's no college basketball right now, watch A Requiem for the Big East. It's about the Big East Conference. It came out about 6 years ago in the disbanding of the Big East Conference, but how it all started. Just to see Patrick Ewing coming out of Boston, Cambridge, Ringe, and Latin High School, when he played there and he was the best player. You know, he was LeBron before LeBron, and he goes to Georgetown and Chris Mullins at St. John's, and it's unbelievable. I was watching that again tonight before I came in. I'm going to watch the rest of it when I go home. But, that was the Big East Conference, the way it used to be. Not this watered-down version where Creighton's in it now. No, the real Big East with Syracuse and Georgetown and UConn. UConn's actually going back to the Big East next year. 617-779-7937. Jeff's in a car. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Mark. How you doing tonight?
Great, Jeff. How are you?
Good, good. I'm actually down in South Florida. I'm in Naples just a couple hours.
Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. Naples is a lot like Sarasota. Very beautiful down there. I love the area Mercato. You know Mercato, right?
It's right around the corner from where I live.
Yes. Love Mercato. Yeah. I love that British pub that in Saturday night turns in and they play cool music there on Saturday night, if it's still there.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, a lot of great places. You got the cigar bar, Blue Martini,
yep.
All that
yep.
stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it's a good spot. So, you know, Mark, today I was listening to Bob Kraft talking, and I just get frustrated listening to the man because he's saying I wish it would have turned out different, and he's shocked at how this turned out.
Yeah,
and I'm really having a hard time. Is he not the owner of the team?
Right. Right. Yeah, he's the owner of the team, and he allowed Bill Belichick to basically, say, no, I'm going to make all the football decisions.
So I guess that's going to be his narrative, his way out to point the finger at Belichick when this all backs up.
Well, he's pointing the finger at Brady now that Brady wanted to leave, calling Stephen A. Smith like a groupie during a commercial break yesterday on First Take.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that. So that's Kraft's narrative that Brady wanted to leave.
Yeah, that's how he's trying to spin it now. The one thing I give Bill credit, Bill just didn't want him back, but Bill's not hiding from it now. Say, oh, Tom wanted to leave. Bill's just like, Bill is Bill. Bill drew that line of demarcation in the sand, and we know how Bill is. But Robert Kraft trying to play the spin master here, come on. It's just bad form. It's a bad look. Come on, you knew this was coming up. You had so much time to prepare for it, and you let your head coach get too much power, and you let him control the situation when you could have clearly stepped in and said, Bill, we're bringing Tom back for two more years. We're going to give him the Drew Brees deal, $25 million a year, $45 guaranteed. You didn't do it. It's on you. The blood's on your hands as much as it is on Bill. At least Bill can take the heat like a man and not be some complete little weasel calling Stephen A. Smith and other media members. Oh, this is Tom wanted to leave. No, he didn't. Shut the front door. Get the hell out of here. Peter in Arlington. What's up, Peter?
Hey, what's up, Mark? How you doing?
Yep.
So I got a couple questions, right? I mean, I got a couple comments, right? First of all, Gronk and Brady never complained about Belichick when they were winning there. 4th, 5th, and 6th Super Bowl. Belichick was the best thing. It was a big love affair, and none of them ever complained. They loved here. As tough as Belichick was, they loved playing for him. They won Super Bowls, and they all made a lot of money winning Super Bowls. I'm a Tom Brady fan, but in the past year, he's acted like a spoiled brat with all the little tweets, all his little YouTubes, all his TB12 commercials and stuff, and I just think that was a big negative on him. And the other thing is, Seidman and Brady were both second-year quarterbacks. When Bledsoe went down, Brady came in, went 9-0, and this is the same stuff I heard 20 years ago when they didn't play Bledsoe, and they said, who's the second-year guy? Do we know how good of that
Peter, you're killing me. His name is Stidham, not Stidham. So get his name right, number one. Number two, are you thinking this guy's going to be the next Brady? Do you really think Lightning's going to strike twice for this franchise? Once in the sixth round in 2000, and then in the fourth round in 2019. You think it's just going to be Brady 2.0? Because if you do...
Did you think Brady was Bledsoe? No, but what I'm saying
is that the chances of that happening are slim and none, Peter. Wake up and don't be so naive. It's Jarrett Stidham, Stidham. It's not Stidham. God. I know none of you people watch college football. Can at least get his goddamn name right? Stidham? Who's Stidham? I mean, who's Stidham? Really? Like, come on. Like, I don't even... Does anyone know who Jarrett Stidham is? Really? I just don't... Like, I don't know who that guy is. I know who Jarrett Stidham is, you know, but I don't know who Jarrett... I don't know Stidham. That's what I'm talking about, man. It is exactly what I'm talking. It's names on purpose because I'm making fun of them, like Keneal Henry. I do that on purpose because he was the wrong pick. Okay? But, I mean,
yeah, Jared Stidham's going to be the next Brady.
Oh, okay. Yeah. DM me on Twitter. My handle's Mark James, M-A-R-C James. I got Swampland in Arizona to sell you. Oh, actually, Nevada. In Nevada, right out in the desert. I got Swampland in the desert of Nevada to sell you, right near Vegas. Just DM me on Twitter. Yeah, Jared Stidham. Dude, if you're going to call Boston Sports Talk Station, at least get the name right and don't sound like such a fool. I mean, come on, dude. I mean, this isn't a spell. I mean, like, get the name right. Stidham. Stidham. He's the only person I've ever heard call him Stidham. I mean, I know you don't watch college football. I know a lot of you people, well, 99% of you don't watch college football around here, but at least try to get the name right. He has been with the Patriots for a year now. I mean, it's, you know, I didn't know there was an E in his name. All right, we'll continue to take your phone calls, hopefully better than Peter and Arlington.
Oh, you know what? You know what?
No, bye. Bye. Unbelievable. Sometimes I think I need a shrink when I'm after the show. Some of the people I got to deal with.
Oh, well, because Tom Brady was the greatest quarterback in all time. Nobody knew back then. So that means Lightning's going to strike twice, Mac. And Jarrett Stidham is going to be the second coming of Brady, Mac.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.